Friends, this chapter 13, deals with the dealing strategy. In a foreign exchange, there should be a separate dealing room where the dealers are sitting, and dealers along with the dealers. Dealing room is divided into three parts. One is a front office, mid office and back office. Okay, that we will see also. Now in this dealing room, there are certain strategies required to be adopted or accept by while sitting in the dealing room. How the deal actually takes place, that we are going to understand here in this chapter. And in addition to that, there are certain responsibilities and role played by the dealer, and under different situation, how he should act, that is also required to understand, and that is imposed on him, his behavior, as well as his taking decision. And for each and every deal which he is undertaking, there is always a risk element. And that risk element, how to mitigate that, that also he should understand. So accordingly, this dealing room strategy or dealing strategy is very interesting. It's very interesting to know. And it's very important also to, you know, from the dealing perspective. So our objective in this chapter is to understand the strategic operational dimension, particularly operational dimension of foreign exchange dealing, and analyze and accept the concepts of the concepts, various concepts like arbitrage, swaps, then hedging, etc. Okay, and evaluate the new development, including our central bank digital currency, artificial intelligence, then blockchain and regulatory changes which affects the dealing room. That is required to be seen under this chapter. So our presentation structure will be revolving around the points such as idle funds, then interest rate consideration, time zone differences or arbitrage or time factor, then covering the forward position, then arbitrage, as well as swap deals, then foreign currency notes and coins, how to deal with, then hedging and hedging strategy, then in anticipation of the devaluation and revaluation, how the dealing with the dealing room does with the currencies, then leads and lags are the new concepts that you should understand, and emerging strategies in dealing room, right? So, with all these points, the core objective of our discussion is the dealing should generate the profit. Dealing should generate the profit. Any deal which you generate, it should not be loss-making. This is the basic principle. Because there are various risks associated with each deal. However, passing those, all the risk or mitigating that risk, deal must generate certain profit. There may be certain liquidity mismatches, there may be certain interest rate differentials, then uncertainties about the operation, etc. So the forex dealers, wherever they are working with the commercial bank, central bank or corporate treasury desk, must execute the transaction with the precision that often across the multiple time zones, currencies and settlement cycles, he should generate the profit. Now, the decision regarding whether to buy the currency or sell the currency, hedge the exposure, or the enter into swap deal or engage in arbitrage requirement, it is just not a financial acumen, but the decision has to be foresighted taken by the dealer. So, the dealing strategy particularly, as informed by the various sources, it should consider that the expected movement of exchange rates and the interest rate differentials should be considered. Then liquidity position of the dealer. Then timing and tenor of the foreign currency inflow and outflow. That is also required to be taken into consideration while formulating the dealing strategy. Then client demand, corporate hedge needs, and market speculation. All these three put together, and decision has to be taken. Then regulatory caps, exposure limits, and compliance requirement also should not be overlooked. Now, one by one, we will go deep into the dealing strategy and dealing room operations. The idle funds means the funds which do not generate any income, in simple terms. So, in the context of the foreign exchange dealing also, the idle funds are referred to the surplus balances. Surplus balances which are lying idle, unused in the dealer's foreign currency account, that is nostro account. Okay. Or it may be rupee account also. So the idle balance represents a loss of opportunity. Had these funds been invested somewhere, some profit would have been generated. So it is considered as a loss of opportunity. Now, let us understand what happens if there are idle funds. Number one, idle funds, particularly whenever in foreign currency accounts are lying, it can impact the dealer's profitability by way of, number one, loss of interest income. Had that been funds deployed, interest would have been earned. So there is a loss of interest income, number one. Number two, is a high opportunity cost. High opportunity cost means dealer foregoes the potential gains from the forex trading opportunity and money market placements. Number three is suboptimal liquidity management. Suboptimal means idle funds may indicate inefficient cash flow forecast or mismatch. Okay, then fourth one is a balance sheet inefficiency. Balance sheet inefficiency. Excess foreign currency balances increases the size of the bank's balance sheet without yielding any corresponding return. Now, how these funds are, what happens if the, what are the reasons, causes of the idle funds? There will be delay in covering the or squaring the position. This may result into the idle funds. There is a delay in cover operations. Then improper reconciliation. Proper reconciliation is not there for inward and outward remittances. Then lack of real-time visibility across the multiple accounts of the branches. And poor forecasting of the customer transaction. And finally, the inadequate use of foreign exchange trading platform or liquidity tools. These are the reasons how the ideal funds are generated. Now, strategies to manage the funds. What are the strategies required to be adopted? One, you should have the automated treasury platform where deploying system like Reuters, Dealing Room, Bloomberg, etc. They will execute start to end the deal. Okay, then intraday liquidity monitoring. During the day in between, continuously there should be a follow-up of liquidity position of the funds lying in the lying with the treasury. That is intraday liquidity monitoring. And then matching inflow with the outflow. So netting of this is very important. Then use of FX swaps. Temporarily placing the balances via swap transactions to earn the return while maintaining the currency holding. Then rolling deposits, converting the ideal balances into short tenor, okay, and subsequently immediately converting it for the again short term will generate certain amount of profit. Then best practice for the dealers. What dealers should do to avoid all these, keep away the ideal funds. The dealer should keep and intraday trade our nostro balances, maintain the standing instructions or automated investment for the surplus balances, coordinate closely with the corporate banking desk, anticipate large flow, avoid overcovering, and unless currency's appreciation is expected, implement the idle fund monitoring dashboard with the alert mechanism. Having understood about the idle funds, how the dealer should act, now let us understand the interest rates consideration that dealer should take, under what circumstances. You know, the foreign exchange profitability is definitely depending upon the interest rate differentiation. Differentiation means between two currencies, that a dealer must assess whether the holding, borrowing or converting currency yields the greater return than the associated cost. Conceptual framework for interest rate consideration should consist of interest rate differential, that is IRD or net IRD, NIRD. This is nothing but it is a simple difference between the interest rate between the two currency. Say for example, domestic currency, country interest rate and US dollar in USA, what is the interest rate? Now, under the covered interest rate parity, CIRP, covered interest rate parity, any arbitrage opportunity is arising from IRD, interest rate differentiation, that should be offset by the forward premium and discount. Right? Then international fisher effect. International fisher effect means that higher nominal interest rate, which reflects the expected currency depreciation. Thus, it should be aligned to the future spot rate and with IRD. Then, operational relevance to the dealers about the higher interest rate. Dealer should compare the interest rate of two currencies always. Domestic currency as well as foreign currency and interest rate applicable to it. The effectively, he can earn or forgo the interest income depending upon whether they hold or trade the particular currency over the time. For example, if you see the Indian rates are higher than the US rates, then delaying the dollar purchase preserves the rupee interest income. And it's exactly opposite to it, if US rates are higher, and then early dollar acquisition may yield a better return. Now, practical application, if you look at, there will be a carry trade. Carry trade means borrow in low rate and invest in higher yielding one, capturing interest rate difference. Okay, this is a very, very popular now for carry traders, carry trades. Then covered interest arbitrage. Covered interest arbitrage means execute the spot exchange, and forward contract to lock the differential return. Market inefficiency occasionally permits riskless profit where CIRP is breached. Then uncovered interest strategy. Uncovered means a speculative interest rate difference plays, speculative interest rate difference plays without hedge, which is riskier and depending upon favorable movement in exchange rates. Then recent development happened in India in respect of interest rate difference trend. In 2005, India rate cuts by RBI and stable, there were United States Fed policy have narrowed the rate differentiation. So, compressing the dollar rupee forward premium, it is compressing the dollar rupee forward premium with 1 year implied yield, which deepens into around 1.96 trading towards 1.90. Forget about this example and all that, but interest rate differentiation trend is impacting for the market dynamics also. Then declining the forward premia. Many times forward premia for due to the RBI's aggressive monetary easing or pressurizing, the forward premium gets down. So that is also one of the impact on the dealing room. Then foreign portfolio investment flow, FPI flow and yielding the gap. Despite the narrow differentiation, the strong foreign inflow persists due to the India's macro resilience. Historically, long-term gaps average to 350 to 500 basis point. Okay, while current yield spreads as much as trigger to 160 basis point between India and US in 10 years yield. Okay, remember, these are the only points: the foreign portfolio investment, then declining forward premia, then IRD, in the interest rate differentiation trend, every now and then when it is changing in our country as well as abroad countries. These are some of the recent development which has impacted on the treasury dealing also. Now, dealer strategy and risk management. How the dealer should work. Now, number one, forward versus interest choice. If forward discount exceeds interest rate difference, its interest rate difference benefit, it's rely on forward contract rather than instantaneous currency buying. Then rollover mechanism. Position held beyond the spot settlement dates requires the rollover. Then macro monitoring. Macro monitoring also, it happens that dealer must track the economic indicators like inflation, GDP, central bank guidance, etc. And it integrate them into the interest expectation and the forward rate outlook. Profitability in foreign exchange dealing is not limited to the exchange margin only. It has also interest income, or losses also play a crucial role into it. So, dealer should compare the domestic interest rate, forward premium and discount currency, and cost of carry. These are the three principles dealer should always keep in the mind. For example, if Indian rupee, say rate is a 6% and US dollar rate is a 3%, then the dealer should delay buying dollar until the closure to delivery. And if he has sold the dollars forward to a client, and this preserves the rupee liquidity and generates the higher interest income. Now, the time zone difference are during the, because of each and every country functioning, time is a different zone. Today, now if it is 11 o'clock in India, it can be very early in US. So, maybe around 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the afternoon in India time, the foreign exchange market will open in USA. So, it all depends. The time zone plays very important role. And it is a time factor. This time factor is very important. So, foreign exchange market is always decentralized, as I said, even every now and then. And it operates for 24 hours a day, because each country, either our country or some other countries, they are working. So, foreign exchange market is working for 24 hours a day. And the multiple times, because of multiple time zones, from opening market in Sydney and Tokyo, these are the early opening and early closing also in New York, the San Francisco. New York, San Francisco. These continuous operation creates an opportunities and a risk. This creates opportunities and risk that dealers can exploit or must manage based on time zone differentiation and time related consideration. Now, this concept of the time zone and arbitrage. Time zone arbitrage is nothing but taking advantage of temporary price differences in the currency pair across the different global markets due to the time zone difference, right? Now, example, if I quote, if Euro-USD trade is 1.1200 in New York late evening and opens at 1.230 in Tokyo at a few hours later due to the overnight development, for example, macroeconomic data or political news, a trader who anticipates this may buy the New York and sell Tokyo for profit. Now, importance of the time factoring in FX dealing. Settlement time, most currencies follows T plus 2 settlement cycle, USD INR. But cross time zone, trades may delay in expediting the settlement. And then value date difference. This is also very, very important. Due to the holidays of working hours, it is differing by country. Value dates may shift, affecting the timing on cash flow. Then cutoff time. Interbank system like CLS, SWIFT or local RTGS have daily cutoff time, which determines when the transaction can be processed. Then global position monitoring. The position of which is opened in Asia, may be squared off in the Europe or maybe North America, depending upon the trading desk arrangement. So dealer strategy, which is based on the time zone, consists of one, early Asia booking. Early Asia booking, why? Because locking the favorable overnight rates in quiet market. Then late New York spot and forward trades. So this is because adjusting the position ahead of the next day's Asian market opening. Then overlapping hours of the London and New York, highest volume trades matching is ideal for executing the large trades. And rollover or revaluation, its time-based benefit consists of adjusting end-to-end rates across the time zone or daily books. Now, systems and technology for time factor management or time zone management. Real-time gross settlement, that is RTGS, and CLS, they allow and synchronize the clearing across the countries straight through the processing, that is STP. Global trading platform, which are used as Reuters, Bloomberg, FX Go, etc. And artificial intelligence and predictive analytics now model market movement that follow the major announcement during the inactive time zones. Now, time linked rise in dealing. Now, latency risk. There are various risks. Time arbitrage is not without risk. So, there are various risks arising due to the time linked because of time zones. One is latency risk. Latency risk means delay in data and execution due to the server lag or bandwidth. Then event risk. Event risk is a sudden news, if any, happen in the market, like central bank decision, conflict, etc. Then liquidity risk means low liquidity of peak hours can lead to wider spread. Then settlement risk. Settlement risk is the timing mismatch. Timing mismatch across the jurisdiction can lead to payment failure or haircut risk. Now, relevance of the Indian dealers. How this kind of risk relevance to Indian dealers. In India, dealing room typically starts as 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Indian standard time. However, important FX markets movement often occur during the London or New York overlap, that is 6:30 p.m. or 12:30 a.m. as per IST, Indian Standard Time. Therefore, the dealers often leave overnight orders or limit orders with overseas counterparties to exploit the anticipated overnight market shift. RBI settlement timing and the swift cutoff constrained some arbitrage possibilities, but algorithmic and offshore partners help to overcome these challenges. Now, academic and practical implications consist of one is understanding circadian trading pattern and mapping the currency volatility to the time zone. Second is a case studies. Case studies of the profit-making traders leveraged early Tokyo movement, because Tokyo starts early functioning and late US starts very late. So the post New York swings, it can be valuable for the leaders, learners. FX students should study the global FX market, or foreign exchange students, those who are studying, they should first study the global foreign exchange market hours chart, major event calendars, and overnight interest calculation to internationalize the time value decision. Now, cover forward position. Now, what is this cover forward position means? To understand this, covering a forward position, it does not eliminate all the risk. If you are covering the forward position, it does not eliminate that all risk. It only transforms the risk into the different form, which is better understood and potentially more manageable. Effectiveness of forward cover strategy depends heavily on timing of the cover and choice of the instrument. Volatile market premature or delayed cover may adversely impact the profitability. Thereafter, the mismatch exposures or contingent risk is persistently, it is there in any of the transactions. So dealer must remain vigilant and adapt the cover strategy dynamically, guided by the exposure trend and exposure limit. The sound risk management system, coupled with the mark-to-market valuation of the forward position, is very important to ensure the forward cover remain effective, transparent, and compliant with both internal policy as well as the central bank regulations. There is a scenario which is provided, you can go through it, and that is very easy to understand for covering the forward sales. Now, arbitrage. Arbitrage is also no risk strategy to exploit the rate discrepancies between market and instruments. So, geographical arbitrage, time arbitrage, and covered interest arbitrage are three types of arbitrage happens in the dealing room while dealing. So, real-time arbitrage engine now scan the multiple electronic communication networks to execute the profitable trade with these milestones. For example, buy US dollar in Tokyo at Japanese yen 145 and sell the London in Japanese at 145.10, this generates 10 pip profit per dollar, right?